Well, welcome to Tony, Christy, and Nikki, the after show.
The after show.
Episode 4. Okay. We should have just started with like 104, so it would sound better.
Right. Exactly. Well, you got to start somewhere. All right, we'll start out this one with a couple of things for you. I'm going to tell you in a moment, there's an actor who has zillions of movies out. I've never seen one of his movies on purpose because I think they're cheesy, but he has a lot of movies out. And when I tell you that he's also an opera singer and has 20 opera albums out, I think you'll both be floored. Anybody listening will be floored. We'll tell you that in a couple of moments. I also mentioned on the show, the regular show this morning, that I think women would be interested to find out where duct tape came from, how we got duct tape, which I happen to... You can't do anything. Every household has to have at least one reel of duct tape.
Oh, yeah. We use it mainly to get dog hair off clothes. When I run out of the lint rollers, I just grab the duct tape.
They used it on the moon, all right? I mean, that's how important. Well, here's what happened. A woman by the name of Vestra Stout thought that there should be a cloth-based tape, okay? And so she tried shopping it around to different companies, and they all said, oh, this is stupid. Who are you? You're just a woman. Well, then she wrote a letter to President Roosevelt, Franklin Roosevelt. He thought it was a good idea, so he called Johnson & Johnson and basically ordered them to make it. And they did.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think that's kind of cool. Huh. And my wife comes up with ideas all the time. It's amazing. Now, I got to tell you something. Years ago, remember minivans only had the sliding door on one side?
Yeah.
Okay. And I thought, well, it's probably because you can't do it on both sides because it's, you know, it would be structurally impossible. And she said to me, why don't they have them on both sides? And I thought, I don't know, honey. I think these guys, you know what they're doing. I figured if they could do it, they would do it. Well, like a year later, whoever came out with it.
Yeah. Yeah.
By the way, 1984, the Dodge Grand Caravan with the wood paneling down the side was my family's ride.
Ooh,
yeah. That was a ride, wasn't
baby.
It?
Yeah. We were the talk of the neighborhood. We were one of the first to get the Grand Caravan.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
I know. And, you know, when we had kids, my wife said, I'm never going to get a minivan. Once you have kids, you get a minivan. I got to tell you, it was the best thing in the world. It was great.
Absolutely. They have so much room. And do you remember back in the day, the back windows... You had that little thing that you'd pull to just pop them out a little bit.
Pop them out a little bit, right?
Yes. Yeah. Now it looks like you can do that, but you can't. No.
Right. But they are amazing little deal. I mean, they're still making them. You know, it's funny. Now, Volkswagen had them, what they call the microbus or something, which to me was a minivan before. I mean, everybody gives Dodge.
Ugly, though.
Yeah, I know, but everybody gives Dodge the credit for coming up with the caravan, the minivan. Yeah, but I still believe that Volkswagen had it first, and they have a new one now. Basically, they took that old minibus, and it's electric, and it looks really cool.
Does it, though?
Yeah.
Right.
Yes, it does.
does it only look cool if you liked them in the 70s?
No, because they're updated to today. They look spectacular. No, they really are. They're space age looking.
Hey, Tony, back to the duct tape. Mm-hmm. You brought that up. The only thing I could think of, and this shows my age, do you remember the Red Green Show?
No.
Come on. With that guy, he always did the duct tape.
Not a clue, Nikki.
Drew Barrymore married him.
Not a clue.
Isn't that Tom Green?
Yes. The Red Green Show. Come on. You guys don't remember?
I don't remember. No.
Oh, my gosh. You guys are losing.
Well, what about it? Did he do duct tape or something?
It was duct tape all the time.
Okay, I don't remember anything about it. I never watched it. So I don't,
me either. I've never even heard of
guess
it.
Guess I'm all alone in this one.
Maybe it was an Iowa thing? I don't know.
No!
Yeah.
That wasn't Tom Green.
Wasn't it?
No, it was an older guy, right? Red Green?
Maybe. Yeah, maybe. But he always did duct tape.
That guy did not marry Drew Barrymore.
It was the Canadian version of Home Improvement.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. No, I never heard of it.
Oh, you're right.
I never heard of it.
Oh, my gosh. Now I'm mixing things up.
Yeah, you are.
Oh, man.
It comes with age, baby.
That's right. You hit 40. That's what happened. Sorry, buddy. Pretty soon you'll be sitting down. When you sit down, you go, ugh.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'm doing it all the time. So is my boyfriend.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
that's what happens.
It happens.
Turn 40.
It just happens.
It's all downhill.
So you want to know who the actor is that has the opera albums?
Yeah, who is this? You told me it's not Nick Cage.
No, Jackie Chan.
Really?
What?
Yes. Now here's the thing. Jackie Chan, Chinese actor born in Hong Kong, he sings his opera albums in Cantonese, Mandarin, Japanese, Taiwanese, and English. And often, here's the other part. Did not know this. Often his songs will play over the closing credits of his movies.
Really?
Did not know that. Yes.
Wow.
I just think it's interesting that Jackie Chan, who to me is like the cheesiest actor in the world, is an opera singer. And he sings them in five different languages. So, you know, don't judge a book by the cover, you know? I mean, it's
Did you hear it, though? Do you know what it sounds like?
Yeah, what's he sound like?
I don't know. I'm not going to try.
He didn't even listen. See? That's such a guy thing, though. You don't
such
even
a guy thing.
You don't even
Why
attempt.
Why would I want to? First of all, I hate opera music.
I got him singing at the Sydney Opera House.
See? No, don't play it because we can't pay for that.
Yeah, don't
so
play it.
Don't play it. We don't have the rights for that, Nikki. And today, by the
right,
way, is
schmites.
February 11th is
the after show.
Yeah, February 11th is National Guitar Day for anybody who cares.
Was that today?
Apparently nobody cares.
Nobody cares except you, man.
I know. Do anybody care about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees?
What you got?
Yeah, who is it? And then we'll tell you if we care.
Well, I'll tell you, one of them that I like is Carole King. Finally, is and here's the thing. Carole King should have been one of the first members because back in the 60s, she and her husband, Jerry Goffin, were part of the inventors of rock and roll. I mean, they wrote a lot of songs back in the day that were all over the radio, and she was only 16 at the time. Her Tapestry album turns 50 this year, and it's about freaking time she gets in to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I got to be honest, I'm not a big fan of the whole Rock and Roll Hall of Fame thing. I'm not a big fan of... You know, rich people giving themselves, you know, props and you know, all sorts of awards because it's like, who cares? But, you know, if you're going to do it, you're going to do it. Here they are. The nominees are Rage Against the Machine, the Foo Fighters.
That's high school for me.
Okay. Jay-Z, Mary J. Blige, Tina Turner, It's About Time, Iron Maiden, New York Dolls, which I'm surprised they're getting in. Devo, Carole King, LL Cool J.
Yes.
Oh, LL Cool J.
Todd Rundgren, Dionne Warwick, Chaka Khan. The Go-Go's.
Oh, nice.
Kate Bush,
we got the beat.
And I've never heard of this thing before. Person, Fela Kuti. I have no idea. I have no idea who that is.
No clue here either.
Right. So those are the Rock and Roll Hall. Now, here's the weird thing about it. They call it the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. But then Dionne Warwick, she's not rock and roll.
That doesn't really go, does it?
You know? But maybe they should just change the name of it to the Music Hall of Fame. Because
All music.
LL Cool J's not rock and roll.
No.
It's good music. It's just not rock. But so they should just change the name of it. But I've been there. It's fun. I took my son there. It's kind of fun. It's a fun place to go.
Can you see Jay-Z headbanging? I mean, come on.
To Nirvana.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
But I'm glad Carole King's finally going to get her due. She should have been in long, long time ago. Speaking of all that stuff, back in the day on February 11th, it was 9 years ago that Whitney Houston died.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, before the Grammy party. That was
so horrible.
Yeah.
I know. And it was 15 years ago that Dick Cheney shot his lawyer friend in the face, which spawned the hit record by Aerosmith, Cheney's Got a Gun.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my goodness.
So, and I want to tell you about a place you can, I know, Nikki, you're cheap.
So cheap.
Go to archive.org. I went there this morning. Now, it's a huge website. It has millions and millions of basically every book that's been published and music and all sorts of different things, which I believe you can download for free. It's daunting. The website is, I don't feel like it's very user-friendly, but it's got so much on it that I'm going to actually go to it.
Ooh, it has movies, too.
It's got pretty much everything for free. Archive.org.
What?
I know. Isn't that the coolest thing?
Wow.
So, are you on the website right now?
I'm on it, yeah.
And it's pretty daunting, isn't it? It's like a lot of stuff there.
Well, you can go on what you want. Like, I just clicked on Television Archive.
Mm-hmm.
So you could, you know, this is a lot of news stuff. I'm like, dude, give me my friends or my...
Yeah, I know. But it's interesting. I don't know how that comes to be, how all these things are on there for free. But I'm going to use it because... I'm cheap like you. I hate paying for books. I know that's a terrible thing to say.
Well, that's why I go to the library.
I know. I mean, books cost a lot of money.
It's quite the concept, Tony.
Yeah.
Have you ever been there?
Read them and you return them and you don't pay a thing.
That means I got to go someplace, though. I got to get in my car. I got to go someplace.
Come on.
You know, on my phone, I can click a button and I got a book.
Oh, my goodness. He's going to become a hermit, Christy.
He really is. He already
has. I could actually be a very good hermit.
But
first of all, saving a lot of money. Secondly, yeah. It's like, yeah, it's not a bad thing to be.
But you didn't used to be that way.
No, but COVID did that to me.
Wow.
COVID turned me into a hermit. Both my wife and me.
Really?
We are both, you know, just, it's like, okay, this is actually not bad.
Hmm.
I mean, we used to entertain every weekend, okay, on the lake, every weekend. And obviously last year we didn't. And I kind of think we're going to not go crazy, not going to totally be hermits, but we will definitely
save a lot of money that way, Tony.
Tell me about it, man. I got money to do things with all of a sudden, which is good.
But you don't do anything.
But you don't do anything. I know. That's the funny thing. I know. So, well. Anything else, ladies?
What do we have?
Burning a hole in your head
that you want to
get. I will say one more thing because I sprung this on Christy earlier today. This blew my mind. If they took all the virus, you know, in the world, that all the COVID virus in the world, I'll ask Nikki the same question I asked you earlier, Christy. If they took all the virus particles that are circulating around the world right now, Nikki, what do you think they would fit in?
I have no clue.
A Coca-Cola can.
Really? So they're that minuscule.
They're that minuscule.
Wow.
And that little thing causes that much problem.
Jeez.
So, I know.
We're going to end it on that note, Tony?
Well, no, we got to come up with something better, don't we?
Anybody want some Coca-Cola?
Really?
Right?
Really?
Ay, ay, ay.
Well, you know, hey, Christy, do you still have that the U.S. ambassador to Vietnam and his song?
Yeah.
Oh, you got to play this. We'll end it on this. The United States ambassador to Vietnam for the New Year, the Tet. New Year in Vietnam. He wrote a rap song and sang it. So I'm going to tell him right up front, don't give up your day job, but here's the song.
My name is Dan. I'm from Nebraska. I'm not a big city boy. Then 3 years ago, I moved to Hanoi. Check the calendar. Tet is coming soon. Kanta and Da Nang are in the mood. Suin, suin, oi, suin, dive. Clean the house now. Friends are on the way. U.S. and Vietnam. From now to forever, we're trusted partners, prospering together.
Well,
alrighty then.
So we're ending it on that note.
Even better. Okay.
That's Tony, Christy, and Nikki, the After Show, warm101.3.com.